From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump said Monday that U.S. attempts to deal with North Korea have failed for more than two decades. On his Twitter account, he wrote, "Our country has been unsuccessfully dealing with North Korea for 25 years, giving billions of dollars and getting nothing. Policy didn't work." Trump's new remarks were his latest hint that he could upend long-standing American policy aimed at containing North Korea's nuclear weapons development short of confrontation. The director of the International Atomic Energy Agency said on Monday that he is, quote, "not optimistic about possible solutions to the North Korean nuclear crisis." Yukiya Amano, in opening remarks to delegates in Rome of the 20th Conference on International Cooperation for Enhancing Nuclear Safety, said his organization is working to collect and evaluate information about North Korea's nuclear program, but he says it remains impossible to report progress on the situation. The International Committee of the Red Cross has decided to, quote, "drastically reduce its presence and relief operations in war-torn Afghanistan." It says a series of recent attacks that have killed seven of its staff, including a foreigner, contributed to its decision. The head of the aid group's country, Monday said this is a difficult moment for the ICRC and the staff. After 30 years of continuous presence in the country, we are reducing our presence and operations. But Monica Zanarelli said, "Let's be very clear, we are not leaving Afghanistan." This is VOA News. At least 12 Rohingya Muslims drowned late Sunday when their packed boat capsized as they fled violence in Myanmar to seek refuge in Bangladesh. Officials said the bodies of 10 children, one woman and a man, have been recovered. They estimated that anywhere from 40 to 100 people were on the boat, which sank in the Naf River that separates Myanmar from Bangladesh. Bangladesh is planning to build a giant camp to house at least 800,000 Rohingya who have sought refuge in the country. Kenya's National Commission on Human Rights is accusing the country's security agencies of killing more than 30 people following the elections on August 8th. Mohamed Youssef has more for VOA from Nairobi.
The government-funded rights group published a report Monday titled "Mirage at Dusk," which documents human rights violations. According to the commission, 34 people, including a six-month-old baby, were killed by police during the 3 days of chaos. Another three people were killed in clashes between civilians. Tensions are still running high in Kenya as the country prepares for a rerun of the presidential election. The Supreme Court nullified the results of the August 8th vote, citing irregularities on the part of the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission. The new election is scheduled for October 26th. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
The Washington Post reports that Russian operatives bought tens of thousands of dollars of advertising on the giant internet search engine Google last year in an attempt to help real estate mogul Donald Trump win the U.S. presidency. People familiar with an investigation by Google told the newspaper that the global technology company found that the Russian agents tried to spread disinformation about the 2016 election across several Google platforms, including YouTube, Google Search, and its DoubleClick ad program. And India's Supreme Court on Monday temporarily banned the sale of fireworks in New Delhi 10 days before the Diwali festival. The court tried to curb the capital's deadly air pollution. In 2014, the World Health Organization surveyed more than 1,600 cities around the world. It ranked New Delhi as the most polluted. Millions of fireworks are lit around the Diwali, which falls on October 19th this year. And each year it worsens the city's pollution, which is, as we noted, the worst in the world. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America.
That's the latest world news from VOA.